Welcome to B-Movie Breakdown, episode number 179. We're just going to keep racking them up.
Rack 'em, Willie.
Stack 'em and rack 'em. Is that a thing?
Rack ball.
Rack ball? What's that?
Rack 'em rack.
What's that? Like racquetball?
You don't know Willie?
What? I don't know Willie.
Willie Rackball?
Willie Rackball?
It's a thing.
I thought maybe you were going to say like Willie, like Big Willie style. Like Will Smith at first. Something to do with Will Smith. Is this a real thing that you're talking about? Willie Rackball?
Yes.
That's a real thing.
I mean, from back in the day, yeah.
How long ago?
Yeah, like high school. Like half my life ago.
Oh, so half of your life ago, Willie Rackball. Was this like a Newgrounds thing?
I don't remember. It was like a homeless guy that like says shit.
On the internet?
Yeah.
On like E-Bombs World?
Maybe, I don't know.
Some shit like that.
You can like Google it.
You're talking so quiet. Why are you talking so quiet?
I don't know.
Being so silly and quiet.
You have a
but if you didn't notice,
family.
It is not Nick here with me. You might recognize the voice. Nick is once again out on a super secret, super special project he's working on. And he will be back next week on the podcast making his epic return. But this week, I have Cody with me.
Hello.
And Cody has been on plenty of episodes in the past, so you probably recognize his voice. And this is the B-Movie Breakdown. We will watch awesomely bad films of the past, the present, home of the good, the bad, what the fuck. And every podcast, like we've said so many weeks in the past, is brought to you by Audible. Go to audibletrial.com/bmovie. Get your free audiobook and 30-day free trial to check out Audible. And make sure when you do that, your free audiobook, it better be a goddamn Dean Koontz book. Like, if it's not, you should use a different trial than us.
What was the final count on how many were available?
Oh, I don't even know. It was like every Dean
Koontz. I used to listen just for the Dean Koontz updates.
So, yeah, check out audibletrial.com/bmovie to get your 30-day free trial and free audiobook on us and help support the show. Speaking of the show, you can find it on, we're everywhere, Apple Podcasts. It comes on your phone. If you have an iPhone, it's there, the podcast app. Use it, download it, subscribe to it. Also, iTunes, we're on Google Play, we're on Stitcher. So, I mean, if you have like do Android phones, you'd use Google Play for everything?
I don't know. I guess you have to use like a weird app.
Like Google Play app?
No, I think it's like its own thing.
Like a Google Play Music app or something? It's not like a music. The podcasts are like in like the music section of Google Play. It's like kind of weird.
I feel like I might need to pay more attention. Because I don't what know. Do I'm you using like a third party app.
Oh, well,
I think.
We're on there. Third party apps. We're on Stitcher.
Well, yeah. I mean, I was definitely able to find it.
We're not on like Stitcher Premium or anything weird like that.
Though Podcast Addict.
Though we did joke about doing like a Patreon, like every other podcast has like a Patreon where you get like bonus episodes or something, paid bonus episodes.
I feel like most of the bonus episodes are things that I wouldn't listen to for free.
Yeah, there's only a few.
There's
only a few times where I've thought about paying for an extra thing for podcasts. One would be for Gas Digital Network, which is where Josta Show and Legion of Skanks is on.
Uh-huh.
Because with that, you get the free video version of Legion of Skanks.
Well, that would sound fun.
And sometimes I'm like, oh, I really want to watch. I really wish I could see what was going on. And then Josta, you get the episodes early, which is like whatever. They come out, you know, a week later on iTunes. But like I thought about that because it's fairly cheap. And then the one neat one is like the Never Not Funny one is like if you buy the full season of like the Players Club thing, you get video of every podcast plus a bonus podcast every week.
Huh.
But I've never taken that.
The plunge?
Plunge into
podcast
paying.
Podcast plunge?
Paying for podcast related things. Other than like we went to the live, your mom's house. We paid for that.
Live podcasting is exciting. That's fine. I have no problem at all with that.
How did this get made, which is kind of related to this podcast, even though we started first. they're doing a live show in Chicago. June 2nd.
Oh, not bad.
Yeah, but it's the same day as Anthony's birthday. So
do they let you know what movie they're doing?
Yeah, I think they let you know ahead of time, because they don't watch it there. You got to watch before you attend.
Nice.
Or have seen the movie before. So Yeah, you can find us at all those places. Anywhere you get your podcast, we are there. You can also find us on our website, bnbpodcast.com. Newly redesigned, cool little design on the website there. Updated some sections and stuff like that, so it's all revamped and updated and whatnot. So you can listen to the podcast there. You can also contact us there. Contact us at our email, bnbpodcast@gmail.com. Always good places are Facebook, Instagram, Twitter if you want. We don't get as much... we don't really use Twitter a whole lot, so it's not really... I'm not really too affected by that one. But Instagram we use a lot. And check out all of Nick's stuff at Scatterville Stories on Instagram and Facebook and Scatterville.com for all of his comics. And I mentioned, you know, the hit us up on Instagram. Well, this week's movie was a suggestion via Instagram. I should look up the person.
An Insta-groovy.
An Insta-groovy? Like in a movie?
Yeah.
But like you combine Instagram into it?
Yeah.
Interesting. If you follow @RepairWoman on Instagram, which is Zach Carter, who was involved with the Unquenchable Thirst for Boner Juice.
Huh.
Previous episode. He was the one that suggested we watch Ghoul School, which is this week's movie. 1990 movie. It's on Amazon. Listed as 2004. I don't know what's going on there. Usually they list the release date, not like the re-release date or something. Like, what's going on? Like, why? I don't know.
Somebody bought rights or something.
Yeah.
Or...
We were also suggested last week's movie, which was Dead Silence, and in that same thread. And a friend of ours, Kevin, he suggested we watch Son of the Mask.
Ugh.
Sounds very painful. Luckily... I basically couldn't find it anywhere without purchasing the movie.
That's good.
Or renting it. That's Though there good. Was like a two set with like the mask and Son of the Mask.
That might be okay.
And it was like $5. I was like, well, I could just be like, I paid $5 for the mask.
Yeah.
But I don't think I could. I'd rather just get the mask on like Blu-ray or something by itself and not own
That's fair. Son of the Mask. That's very fair.
Son of the Mask is probably a piece of garbage.
Is it Jamie Kennedy? I'm not a fan of him.
Yeah, Jamie Kennedy. Alan Cummings, too, is in. He's like, he plays Loki in it.
I think I've gotten in this argument with Kevin before over Jamie Kennedy. And it was like, I once refused to bring a cousin of mine to see Malibu's Most Wanted.
I think
I don't like Jamie Kennedy.
I think Jamie Kennedy was brought up recently with both of us involved. I think Pat, former guest on the show, he had brought up Jamie Kennedy in some aspect, and I was like, yeah, he's pretty much just blah. And then Pat was like, Bell's one was awesome. And I was like, yeah, no.
We've been having some disagreements with Pat in recent as well, actually, over Pauly Shore.
Yeah, Pauly Shore is dead. Not a good movie. I don't know why he thinks that's a good... there's some good Pauly Shore movies for sure, but not that one.
I bought it when a mall business was going out of business, and I was disappointed.
Was that like a Sam Goody or a Music Land or something?
I think it was FYE or Sam Goody. I forget.
Because some FYEs still exist.
Really?
Because like when you go to certain music festivals, they'll be like the FYE tent. So it's like, where do these exist still? What malls?
Is it just like online? Is it like Blockbuster, like when they like tried to exist again?
Yeah, I don't know. I think they still do exist in some malls.
See?
I think some malls do still have FYEs. Malls by us.
For your entertainment?
That's what it was. The only other music stores in the malls I remember was Sam Goody and Music Land.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that one.
Yeah, I think Music Land, they had one of those at like... like a different, not our closest mall, but a different mall from us.
That makes sense.
So, but getting off of the topic that we were originally on, the movie this week, 1990 Ghoul School. Check it out on Amazon Video if you want to join in on the fun here. So, yep, Ghoul School.
Woo!
It's the best of the worst. B movie breakdown. It's the best of the worst.
I think one solid thing about this movie, the runtime, 1 hour and 12 minutes, it's always like a good sign for it. When these movies are like not the greatest.
72? Yeah, that works.
It's a good sign for movies that aren't that good when they are shorter.
Because then you're not what the fuck?
Well, that, and they cut out a lot of the garbage. It's like, it's, this movie, I mean, had some, but like, for the most part.
It wasn't too bad.
For the most part, it's just going. Sometimes
you have like an eye roll, yeah. Sometimes you have like a glance over, but like, for the most part, it keeps moving.
Yeah, it keeps moving. It doesn't fuck around, which is great, because it's one thing me and Nick always complain about is like, well, this would have been fine had we just cut out, like, 30 minutes of the fucking movie. It happened when we watched Geostorm recently. That movie would have been not that bad, but it's like, we could have cut out the first, like, probably the first 30 minutes of the movie, and still the movie would have been just as good as it was.
I feel like a lot of sci-fi likes to be like, oh, I'm like 2001. I'm just gonna like take my time.
Yeah, a lot of meandering.
But it's like you're not
if it's
good enough to hold attention.
If it's
so
sci-fi
like
horror, I can get it because sometimes with horror, you want that like lingering for the suspense feel to
sure.
feel like uncomfortable and not know when something's gonna happen. And something like last week when we watched Dead Silence, one big complaint for me and Kaylee was that it's so boring. It was like a 2-hour movie.
Yeah.
And maybe it was a little less, but it felt like forever. A lot of nothing going on. You never felt like, oh my God, where's the thing going to come? Because when the thing happened, you knew when it was going to happen. You knew it was going to happen when it was going to happen.
Uh-huh.
It was never like, oh my God, is the Mary Shaw ghost doll thing, is it going to pop out now or there or where? But no, it was like here.
There was no suspense in the waiting. They just telegraphed everything.
Yeah.
And then just made you wait in between.
Yeah, it was like I was so bored during it. Though not as bored as I've been in, I feel like, bigger movie. Well, Dead Silence was like a bigger, it was in theaters and it was.
Really?
Yeah, it was like James Wan who did Saw. It was his second movie. So it was like coming off the heels of Saw, like it was pretty, you know, riding that high horse. So that was in theaters. But more recently, I can think of like going to see, well, we discussed it on this podcast as well, Transformers The Last Night. There were some boring as fuck parts in that where I fell asleep in the movie theater. And I don't often fall asleep in the movie theater.
How long are those movies these days? Like over 2 hours?
Those Transformers
like
ones?
Feel super
yeah,
long.
Yeah, they're like way too long and just bleh.
I feel like a Transformer, like it should be an action movie. It should be like 90 minutes.
I think 90 minutes they could get everything done that they need to get done.
2 hours is an awful
it's because
lot
they
of story
pay, it's
for
they,
Transformers
it's
because
they meander with, like, all the
love
human
story.
Yeah, all the human story.
You have to shoehorn, you know. I've never been a fan of that.
Yeah.
Just, like, everything has to be about love. It's like, come on. Like,
well, not
just
even, I don't even think there's much of a love story in Transformers The Last Night. It was really, like, it really wasn't, like, there was like a little bit of like connection ish with like Mark Wahlberg and this one chick, but it was, they didn't like, that wasn't like a huge focus. It was just like a lot of just like blah, 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 blah. Like, let's go down in this submarine for 45 minutes and shit like that. And it was just like, so like, why aren't we doing cool things? We're just doing boring, dumb things that aren't going to matter eventually. So,
right. They try, as to,
much
try
as Nick,
to make the humans important.
As much as Nick loves those movies and we'll try to fight for it.
No, they're too long.
They are definitely. They are definitely.
How does something with giant fighting robots bore you? But it does.
It does. Those movies, like, as much as I've seen every single one of them in theaters, I keep going back. And, like,
The Give Me Your Face is still the best. Like, that's all I give it. Like, I could just watch that scene over
and
over
on YouTube. And for the most part, all of those movies in theaters were fun. They're fun. But this last one was just like, oh, it was brutal. It was just like not
fun.
Yeah, it was just not fun at all. But this movie, I think this movie is had some
Ghoul School.
Ghoul School,
not bad.
It's not bad. It's not great. It's your typical schlock, '80s, late '80s, early '90s, like horror schlocky, trauma esque type of film. It's very much in that
it's
Lloyd
super
Kaufman
felt that way.
Time like frame. One weird thing about all of it was definitely the inclusion of Jackie Martling, aka Jackie the Joke Man from Howard Stern.
That was super strange.
This is definitely pre-Howard Stern, right? 90? 1990? Was Stern wasn't like
I feel it was probably before.
Like I felt like it was probably before all of that. So, but Jackie the Joke Man, his like promos for everything were everywhere. His shirts, posters, stickers. Yeah, like, he's in it telling jokes.
But, like, it was super out of context. And never, do we ever reconcile who that man was? He was, like, supposedly, like, doing some sort of, like, interview to get on a show.
Right, so they were, like, throwing, a local reference in for you. But if you don't know the local reference, you don't really understand it. So I only know because of while we're watching, I look things up. So that guy, so at the school, the principal is talking to this guy on the phone, Joe Franklin. And Joe Franklin, who plays himself, came and did a speech at the school. But if you knew who he was prior, you would know why he came to this school and did the speech. He's like a local celebrity in the New York, New Jersey area, a TV personality. So when Jackie Martling is trying to get on his show, that he's like trying to go on TV with him. But it was like a weird, like, why is this part of the movie? What is the point of, like, I understand, like, for anybody who is in that area, they might be like, oh, look, Joe Franklin's on this movie.
Yeah, it was a good reference. But he was also in,
like, Ghostbusters on the TV as, like, a news personality and a few other things. And it's a good reference for a section. If he was just in it for, like, a...
But it goes on for so long, and it's, like, intentionally bad, like, as... Like, they just keep cutting joke after joke, like, literally, like, just, like, hard cuts.
Yeah, Jackie the Joke
Man. Of, like, telling a bad joke, and then, like, it cuts to, like, clearly, like, a joke or two later, and he's, like, telling some other terrible joke. Like, and it just keeps cutting for, like, just minute after minute. And it's, like, and they're intentionally bad jokes. Like, I get what they're doing, but it's just, like, and especially out of context, though, you're, like, okay, there's a joke guy, and why is he talking to this business guy that talks to the school? Like, what's happening?
Yeah, it made no sense why they wasted so much time with it. I mean, if the movie was an hour and 12 minutes, you could have cut out that 12 minutes and it would have been an hour long movie and it would have been just fine. Like, that part, it didn't do anything because
impacted the story.
You go back to Joe Franklin one time where he's like, kids are telling me, but when did they ever contact him?
Yeah, that was super weird. Like, he calls the cops or something, or what?
But he said two kids were telling me about something in the water at school. Yeah,
go check out this problem.
And he's like, I think there's something in the water. I feel weird. But he wasn't even at the school when the gas leak thing happened. Not at so all. What, like, is he talking about?
It was a super, like, unrelated. It was like decided to add it in
later on, like, or something.
It was very strange.
Yeah, I feel like they definitely decided to add that in after the fact.
You know, like in some of those older movies where you have like a radio DJ, like, almost narrating, you know, like Vanishing Point or something, you know? Or,
yeah,
like,
that's a great... I love that movie, by the way. So, like, I love Vanishing
Point.
It's
almost like they tried to throw in, like, a little twist of that, but, like, never, like, connected it to anything.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, we got the DJ guy!
While we're watching it, we're just like, who is this? Who is Joe Franklin? Why do we care?
It was very confusing.
We had to Google it to figure out who this guy... Why this was a thing. And then this guy comes in with jokes... I was like, that kind of looks like Jackie from Howard Stern. And then I had to, like, Google that, too. Like, holy shit, that is... Because it was, like, profile.
You had a good eye. I had no idea. But then once you noticed, like, all of the references became so blatant.
Yeah, there was, like, the guy, one main nerdy guy had the Jackie the Joke Man shirt on. One of the jock guys had a Jackie the Joke Man shirt on. There was a poster. There was a sticker.
And the sticker
had his phone number on there to, like, book him for, like, shows and shit.
So bizarre.
Like, how many people were really seeing this movie that he felt like that they had to throw that much fucking... How much money did he put into this movie?
Yeah, we need some research here.
Some weird production credit or something for Jackie Martling there. Because I really... I don't really know why it was, like, the overkill on all that. But, So, honestly, it's like, it's basically a zombie movie.
Yeah.
But, like,
ghouls.
They're ghouls. They're zombies. Because they're more, like, monster-ish. They have, like, sharp teeth. They're and like,
they, like... Yeah, they get, like, piranha teeth. They have,
like, more of a conscience. Like, and, like, know what they're doing.
Yeah, they use guns at one point. They also use an axe.
But how that even happens...
They're blue.
They're poorly painted blue. One thing that we're glossing over, and I don't know if we should have saved it for the end or not, but in the beginning, you're introduced to these two friends who are the main characters, kind of. And then their friend, who they live with, kind of, but they're at his house because he's like, Mom, blah, blah, blah.
Are we...
I don't really know what's going on, but there's this long-haired dude that comes in, and the first thing out of his mouth to these two guys eating their cereal in the morning is, hey, faggots, what are you up to, some girly slumber party shit?
Literally
the first words out of this character's mouth.
Do we ever see him again?
We never see this character again. He's in the movie
Talks man shit.
He's in the movie for 5 minutes and calls these guys faggot.
Like, I mean, so many times. At least a dozen times.
So many times.
I thought about counting and then I was like, yeah, I'm not gonna, that gets too much.
And it's always something like we'll watch like a movie from like the 80s and they'll drop like fag or faggot, and it's usually like once or twice. And you know, one of the biggest examples in my head that always pop up is Monster Squad. The one kid calls the other kid a faggot. And then I think a few weeks ago when we were watching Neon Maniacs, somebody dropped it there. But it's usually like once or twice. It's not like overkill. This was like...
They worked it in.
They were... I don't know if like, worked in is a good like term for it, because they were just going hard on it. They were just like, how many times can we have this guy insult these guys by calling them faggots?
I wrote in here, it's the... I was questioning if they have a TTF record, a time to faggot record. It was roughly 4 minutes into the movie before this fucking barrage began.
Yeah, it was pretty like, whoa. Because, I mean, nowadays, obviously, you never hear that in any movie unless it's like somebody really hateful or something. I think maybe in the It remake, it was dropped once, because in the book, the character that says it a lot.
It's interesting.
And so it's like, okay, they probably threw that in there because this character would, in fact, do this. And the movie takes place in the 80s in the movie, the new movie. So it makes sense that why they threw that in there for sure. But that was like once. And that's like one of the only times you're ever going to hear that in a movie like this, if it's like a period piece. But like this movie was just like right away, boom, boom, here we go. Just going hard on that. And don't you think that, because not long after that, you know, you're introduced to the principal and he's talking about like the upcoming dance and the band that's going to play there. Now the students voted for like the band they wanted to play.
He seemed like the most reasonable principal of all of movies, by the way. Like he was just like, I don't understand your music, but this... people want and they're going to perform for you. Like, I hope you have a good time, but you need to, you know.
Because it's like, even at that time, you know, you're thinking about like Back to the Future when Marty's band goes and plays for the audition.
Yeah.
And then there's the judges and Huey Lewis plays like the one judge and he's like, I'm sorry, you're just too darn loud. And it's like, that's usually like the kind of teacher and whatever principal or whatever you would see in these type of movies. But no, he's pretty chill, especially because the band that's chosen is called the Bloodsucking Ghouls.
Yeah.
And it just so happens that the movie's Ghouls, like, couldn't they have named the band something like Not Ghoul?
It's a little on the nose.
Like, yeah, really? A little too much.
Like, oh, and then they get involved.
I do like the name of
ironic.
I do like that name for a band, Bloodsucking Ghouls. I also like the name for a band, Ghoul School. I think that could be a cool band name. Ghoul School. Yeah. But the band, they play one song and it's just instrumental and during their band practice and they're playing and the dude's like doing this like mega solo at the end and then
the music cuts
and he's still just like going to town on his fucking solo. And then, but then you could think like, oh, they cut the amps and then he just thought he was still playing, but no, because he does like a whole little finish where he does like with his arm, he's like, bwee, bwee,
bwee. Yeah, like clearly they just did like a terrible job dubbing in the music after the fact. Like,
yeah, like who was in charge of that where they just couldn't extend it a little? It might have needed like
cut it so that it made sense. Like,
you're right, but like, or just extend the song, start the beginning of the scene 10 seconds later.
Sure.
If you really wanted to include him finishing. You know, because you could, because where it started, it didn't matter. They're just playing a song. It could have started 10 seconds in and finished 10 seconds late.
It was very strange.
It was just poor editing. It was, the poor editing, I think the worst was when they're telling those jokes. Because you were talking about it cutting. It literally, the scene cuts. It just keeps jumping. It's like...
Yeah, you see like, oh, my head's in a new place. Like,
it's hard cuts. It's just not even... There's no fade. There's no transition. There is nothing. There is just hard cuts.
How about this joke? How about this joke? How about this joke?
And they were all, like you said, awful jokes. But that's probably one of the worst examples in this movie of like some truly bad editing. And then the ghouls, how they come about is originally in the beginning of this movie, we see this like drunk janitor. He's like messing with something, but you really not.
Man, the janitor was pretty vague in the beginning. Like, we both had an idea that he was just drunk, but like, he was so sick or something. That, like, yeah, I was like, is this guy like already part of the problem? Like, you know, is he sick? Is he a zombie or something? Or like, is he, mentally disabled.
Something like, was going on.
He was like so ridiculous, over the top drunk that it like didn't even seem real.
But the thing is, what was he doing? What was he doing? He was doing.
What was he hiding?
He was hiding the treasure,
which was apparently ghoul gas.
But he didn't go into a room like those guys, other guys did, to find the treasure. So did they not really find the treasure that he hid? Because he didn't hide the treasure in a room.
Was there ever a treasure?
So did he hide some sort of money or something, and then they just happened to stumble upon this room with a button? And they pressed a button that released a ghoul gas. Why was this in the school?
Oh my god, though. Did they spend some time showing you that ghoul gas moving to the pool?
Oh yeah.
It was like a minute and a half scene of just like following pipes, like a 90s screensaver. Like, it was just like
making that noise too.
Eventually it dumps into the pool, where you presumably turn the whole swim team into ghouls.
Yeah. And they were pretty much the bad guys the whole time, was the swim team. And
with their piranha faces and their blue skin.
The other, the thieves, too, who were going to steal the treasure. And they fucked that janitor up for what? Like, what was going on?
Oh, they shot him, so many times.
It cut from the joke thing, where they're telling the jokes with Jackie the Joke Man and that Joe Franklin. And it cuts to this janitor, all bloody, shot a bunch of times already. And then they shoot him a bunch of more times. It's like, what the hell? Like, that's what I mean. You could have cut that out when they added the part where they're doing, going into the school. And then they, like I said, they find this room, and all of a sudden they press a button. There's a red and a green button. They press the red button. A gas is released, and now people turn into ghouls. Why was this in the school?
Why is there a ghoul button?
There's no explanation. At least in most movies, sometimes you don't need everything explained to you. You know,
it's like, oh, maybe there's some evil organization hiding a thing.
And sometimes you don't need everything.
Someone wants everyone to be part of their plan.
And you don't always need everything explained to you, because sometimes you could figure it out on your own.
There's nothing to figure out with
but
a ghoul button.
Like, why is there a ghoul button in the basement of this school? We could have had that. Could have been a scene. Take out the 12 minutes of the jokes, and you could have put a scene in the beginning, like, back in 1945, this was a test lab, and they did, like, a thing.
That'd be nice.
Or a scroll of text explaining that thing. Anything to give you some sort of understanding as to why there was a ghoul button.
Or maybe the janitor could make some reference while he's wasted, like, oh, like he almost leans on the button and he goes, glad I didn't release the ghoul gas from the ba-ba-ba. Like,
yeah, that's pretty bad, but that's better than nothing. Like, I'll take that garbage. That's rough, but I'll take that garbage for sure. And, yeah, there's really no explanation as to why anything happens in this movie, other than somebody pressed a button and it released ghoul gas.
Into the school pool.
Everything had to rhyme. Ghoul, pool, school.
Oh, my God.
And, yeah, so, I did. It was kind of like some of the effects, while they were on the very low budget end, they weren't so terrible. As far as when they're ripping people apart, you know, they're using like meat and like chicken parts and whatever, and bloody in them, using pouring big blood all over them, making it look real gross.
When they were like ripping off limbs, to me, it looked like they took like those long like balloons you would make animals out of and like filled them with fake blood because they were like
they
were like weird colors it'd be like blue or green balloons and that would like burst red.
That's definitely a thing that a lot of low budget movies would do for sure. They would do that. They would fill those balloons with blood and usually meat and other like parts of like animal guts.
It was so
stuff.
Gross though, like
it was pretty gross. They did hit the nail on the head with the grossing you out, but they only did it that one time, so it was like, why do they go to such lengths this first time to eat these two teachers, and then every other time was like a quick slash or a quick bite?
Yeah, they set the bar so high, like they should have started with the slashes and bites and then
and
got
when
gross.
It, when it did that the first time, I thought, I was like, oh, this is the kind of movie
like
we're
watching.
Like, it's
going to get real crazy.
Like most trauma movies are. You know, they're real gross, and they do that gross thing, and they keep doing that gross thing, and they don't stop doing that gross thing until the movie's
no,
over.
No, they got, like, way less gross,
yeah,
and then just sort of stayed there.
Everything got more tame and more tame. Speaking of tame, I also was very surprised no nudity in this movie.
True.
I was expecting boobs at some point. Like, most of these movies like
especially
this...
Especially with all the swim team girls, and there was a lot of close-ups of
and,
their chests.
Or even the ghoulettes.
Just from, like, not, like, intentionally, like, boob
the fans of the girl,
like...
The girlfriends and girl fans of the,
true,
girls,
you had all
the
those rocker girls that could have been, you know... Total sluts or something.
Yeah, they could have like you almost expect it out of these kind of movies.
Right.
It's like, well, here's the nudity. Here's
they flip the script. They'll drop F bombs all day, but they won't show you a titty. Like, that's what kind of bros they are.
That's the kind of bros they are. Yikes. Yeah, I know. That's what it's a very unexpected thing to not happen. In Ghoul School.
You know, I gotta say, they were also a little progressive. I noted sexism.
Progressive.
Yeah, I noticed that when, because the girl rocker, the old chick, Blades Lady Roxy, she's like, oh, you won't send me into the fucking tubes because I'm a lady? And then she goes and, you know, not to give away too much, but she's the survivor.
I mean, give away too much. There's really too much to give. We're giving away plenty. It's kind of the point of the podcast,
I suppose,
to discuss the movie.
But she's the great survivor in the end by crawling through those tubes.
She is. This is very true. She does. She. Everybody else should have done that. Why didn't they follow suit? Why
so
was she?
I feel like there's.
I really
you know,
don't understand.
A little nod to feminism there.
I don't understand why. Which is funny because the ending, where all these characters die because people show up and start shooting because they think they're ghouls.
Apparently. I had to ask him to rewind it because I was so unclear what happened.
How did they know? Or was everybody ghouls at the end? I don't think so, because how could everybody be ghouls and gunshots be going
off?
Well, the ghouls didn't use guns.
Well, somehow other guy knew about the problems. So somehow
the
whole
town
knew about the problems. But he was at the
problem. He was talking about the water.
But it was not when it was happening. It was
right,
much later.
Which is so weird.
Because he talked to the principal and nothing was weird yet. Right?
Yeah, I don't really...
So there was no reason he
yeah,
should have known.
The ending is weird to me.
There's no reason the whole town knew, but they did. And apparently they somehow blew them up or something. Because the screen just goes white.
Yeah, so I don't know. There's two things that could have happened here. Either... The townspeople came and they wanted to kill all the ghouls and they see them coming out, so they kill them because they think they're ghouls.
That's what I would assume.
Or all the townspeople are ghouls and they kill them because they're ghouls and they can also use guns because we watch some of the ghouls use guns.
I feel like there's a stretch just because, like, as far as... But then again, nothing makes sense, right? As far as we know, the ghoul school with the pool is the fucking, you know, the epicenter of this problem. Right, that's where the gas originates, is the red button. So, like, why would the whole town be affected before these kids could escape the school? Like, I don't know. I think the first situation's more likely.
Probably. And, like, and I was comparing it to Night of the Living Dead, how there's, like, the one character that lives at the end.
Oh, it could be, like, a little nod.
And you think that it's, you know,
You did reference it. That's a good point.
You know, they think it's a zombie, so they kill him. And that was like a progressive thing for that movie at the time. The lead character was this black guy, and he survives.
Well,
the night. He survives the night when
sure.
the daytime comes and they see the body moving in the house. They think it's a zombie and they kill him. But it's kind of, you were saying, progressive with her surviving.
Sure.
I don't know whether she dies or lives. We don't really
know.
Maybe
they blow up the whole school. Who
yeah,
knows?
I don't really know, but, yeah. I just wish I could have some sort of understanding to the ending of the movie. I want some sort of explanation.
Closure.
Of some sort. Yeah, because it's not like this movie didn't have an ending. It had an ending. Because, like, we watched Neon Maniacs a while back, and it's a movie that literally did not have an ending. it was such a good movie.
That just goes to nowhere.
Cody, I wish I could explain to you and help you understand how it doesn't even go to nowhere. It just, there's no ending.
Like, literally just, like, someone, like, cut off the last third of a film.
It's like, things are ramping up, and here we go, and all right, we're gonna get there, here's where we're going, it's the thing.
Were they, like, pumped for a sequel?
I have no idea. It's literally a movie, I don't think I've ever watched a movie like that. Especially one where I enjoyed it. I enjoyed most of that movie.
That's intense.
And then was like, eh, fuck you, you don't get it, we're not ending this. So it just left so open that you're just like, you know, sometimes movies are left open endings.
Uh-huh.
But this was like beyond an open ending. Choose it was like an open adventure. Like, it was like an open, like, last fifth of the movie. Like, why are we missing this? Why don't we get this? Why are you robbing us? Why did you give us 4/5 of a movie?
That's tough.
And then you're just gonna leave us, alright, sure. Alright, there's just no explanation for anything. Or no resolution. That's what it was ramping up for. It was ramping up for a resolution. The heroes of the movie to win, get the win, everything. And
but it never happened? That's intense.
You were almost there. You took us all away. And then you just, nope. Nope, sorry. Like, at least this movie had an ending. You know what? There should have been an ending to the basketball careers of anybody who played basketball in this movie, because...
Oh, that was hilarious.
Because nobody in this movie that touched a basketball in the movie
did
had
anyone
ever
make
touched
a shot?
Nobody had ever touched a basketball in their life. Nobody had watched a basketball game.
I think that was the joke, right? Like, at first I thought everyone was bad, but then I was like, oh, this is a thing.
It's hard to, like, shoot a basketball that bad, though.
Is it, though?
To go up and, like, miss a layup like that, like... Just
casually miss a layup.
And it was casual, though. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you can intentionally, and it looks like intentional.
I don't know, man. I feel like...
It was...
Maybe it was a combination of people that never played basketball with just intentionally missing.
Yeah, I'm giving them a really hard time on that, but it was definitely pretty rough. The basketball playing scene, it was very...
I'll tell you what made me feel more uncomfortable was when the ghouls figured out tools and started applying axes to dicks.
Holy shit! Why? They didn't do... Like, I guess once they had guns, then you're kind of like, oh, okay, they can use stuff.
Yeah.
But up until that point, they weren't using anything. They were just eating everybody.
We got to watch them evolve.
Yeah, they grabbed an axe and axed this guy's dick
up. They axed the fuck out of a dude's dick, and it would seem like, is this a thing that happens with zombies?
And how did the one ghoul get electrocuted by a TV?
Yeah, that was weird.
Why did that happen? He just touched TV and got electrocuted?
No explanation.
There was no explanation for that. I don't really understand. And then the thieves, who were the guys who released the ghoul gas, you didn't see them for about a good 30 minutes of the movie. That's
no.
Oh, 30 to 45 minutes, which is almost half of the movie, you didn't see these guys.
Almost which half I guess the movie. Presumably they're trying to get out of the depths of the school or something?
They were ghouls.
They're just wandering?
They came out as ghouls, remember?
Well, yeah.
But they were. If it didn't take those kids long to turn into ghouls from the pool, it didn't take those guys long. They were exposed to it firsthand.
So
you're
saying it probably took them a long time to wander out of the basement if there were ghouls.
Yeah, but they seem pretty smart. Like, the ghouls are pretty smart. They knew how to get around.
They also were using shotguns at the end.
Yeah, shotguns that were, like, sometimes major shotgun blasts, and other times, like, as if a
pistol. A hole through the hand?
One hole.
Like, you stabbed someone with a pencil?
Yeah. It was just like, what the fuck is going on? It was, like, super, super, really bizarre. And then... Oh, shit, what was I gonna say? Fuck, can't remember. I don't know. There were just some other weird dialogue parts too, like
plenty of that
when they ran into the one ghoul for the first time, and they're like, "We're trying to save you, not fuck you." Just weird, like little.
Oh,
like,
that was lines the rocker girl, like yeah. one of the other. What were they called?
Ghoulettes.
Ghoulettes.
She was the only ghoulette who didn't have a boyfriend in the band.
Yeah. Oh, she was the real skank.
Though there were three band members, why weren't they hooking up?
I don't know. I guess she wasn't into.
No,
the
she
drummer.
Did have a boyfriend. She was She was with the drummer, the bass
Are
player.
Are you sure?
Yeah, because she goes, "I have a boyfriend. He's in the band." Remember? Because that's when he goes, "We're here to save you, not fuck you." That's when she. She's like, "I have a boyfriend." She did have a boyfriend. The other chick wasn't with one of the guys.
"We're here to save you, not fuck you." I liked that. That was silly.
Yeah, so, I mean, and then in the end, I really don't know if everyone died or not. And at one point, the police showed up, and I don't understand why the police showed up, because nobody ever called the police. Or how
Unless
they
it was
know?
That other guy.
Yeah, Joe Franklin. Maybe
who had all of this mystery knowledge. And then why did anybody know that there was a police problem? Because the police were killed immediately upon entering the school.
Right.
So how did the town? So how did it go from two police responding to a call to a whole town showing up? Like,
but there was also supposed to be a dance that night. So why weren't people just showing up for the dance at the school?
Oh, dance! I completely forgot about the dance.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a dance. That's why the band was there.
I completely forgot about that.
It's just and honestly, another really weird thing was the thieves in the beginning when they rode up on a motorcycle together. They kept just, like, checking out their motorcycle, like,
for, like,
really awkwardly.
A long amount of time.
Yeah, it was very, very weird.
Like, what a sweet hog we stole.
Yeah, they're like, "Oh, yeah, we stole this. Oh, yeah, we're so bad."
And they were like...
"So cool, I love it."
It was funny, though, like, right? Because first we saw this high school, and then these two dudes come rolling up on this motorcycle. One's got, like, a leather jacket, one's got a Letterman jacket. And I go, "Oh, these two dudes rolling in on their motorcycle, late to class. These are the coolest guys in school." And then the one guy asks the other guy later, he's like, "Oh, how come you didn't graduate this shithole?" So, like, we learn, like, oh, they did go to high school there, but they're, like, the old creepy guys.
Dropouts.
Trying to do some shit.
And I also liked how you were like, "Oh, look at these two. Look at these badasses." I'm like, "Yeah, riding on a motorcycle together." Like, especially around this time, where was the guy with the long hair to be like, "Fugs?"
Right?
He just pops out the corner. He had to get one more in before the movie was over with.
That would have been a scene that made sense. Like, they, like, ride by on the way to the
and
school.
And he's late to school.
And he's being shitty.
And he's being shitty. Like, that, I would have really liked that.
See?
I would have got a kick out of that.
We could have wrote this movie.
A little callback for that character who was just, like, you know, dropping those F-bombs all over the place. Well, Ghoul School, if you want to check it out, if you're in the mood for, like, a schlocky, trauma-esque B-movie that wasn't done by any sort of trauma affiliates, no Lloyd Kaufman involved or anything like that, which is weird because it's a New York, New Jersey area low-budget horror movie, very much in the same vein as Trauma, made in 1990 when Trauma was, like, really at its height there, and no involvement from Trauma.
Yeah, it's like competition instead.
Yeah, weird,
independent.
Like, what was going on there type of thing. I'm sure this was in video stores, and I'm sure there were plenty of people who rented this at some point in time. Saw Ghoul School and was like, "Oh, what's Ghoul School?"
Ah, jeez.
So, I mean, I don't know what the cover looked like. The cover on Amazon is definitely not the original cover. It definitely looked like Photoshop. To look like something else. The ghoul on the front didn't even look the same. I swear, it did not even look anything. But the poster on IMDb is it's like a from some retro 80s horror collection thing. So that's not even the original cover. I don't even know what it is.
Nobody knows.
Nobody knows. But I do know that next week on the podcast, Nick is back.
Back the return.
The return of Nick. And we are watching the anticipated, we've kind of anticipated it just because it's like, what's going to happen? What's going to happen here? Are we going to hate this? Are we going to halfway enjoy it? The Hellraiser Judgment that recently came out on Blu-ray and DVD. It's the second film to not star Doug Bradley. Third person to play Pinhead. So not the same as that last movie that I never saw. That last one, it was called Revelations or something. Nick did. He said it was a piece of garbage, and I remember him being very upset with it. I never saw that one, basically because he was so upset with it, and I knew that I just had no reason to even venture into seeing it. But Hellraiser Judgment did come out recently, and it'd be interesting to see what that's like and what happens there with that movie. So, yeah. Next week on the podcast, Hellraiser Judgment, Nick is back. Thank you, Cody, for joining me on the podcast, doing a little guest spot here. So come back next week for more of the best of the worst.
It's the best of the worst.